This is the primal scream of a dying regime. Pray for our enemies, because we're going medieval on these people. Putin's not got a free shot. All these networks lying about the people. The people have had a belly full of it. I know you don't like hearing that. I know you try to do everything in the world to stop that, but you're not going to stop it. It's going to happen.
And where do people like that go to share the big lie? MAGA Media. I wish, in my soul, I wish that any of these people had a conscience.
Ask yourself, what is my task and what is my purpose? If that answer is to save my country, this country will be saved.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
Okay, Thursday, 4 April, year of our Lord 2024. We got a packed second hour. Also tonight, I'm going to have, at 6 o'clock, Jim Hoff's going to join me. We're going to break down the non-salacious part of the Trump trial that's going to start on the 15th. The charges about these book accounting and bookkeeping issues, these commercial issues. Joe Hoff is a forensic auditor. He's done a great job. So it'll set your mind exactly what they're trying to charge, which is all nonsense, but we'll make sure you have the facts to understand that. Then obviously later next week we'll be all over, tomorrow and next week we'll be all over what the trial is really about from their perspective, because it's not about this. We want to make sure that you understand that. Also, Yoram Hazani is going to join me. Really a brilliant piece by Joel Pollack, my old editor over at Breitbart, the editor at large. Incredible piece on color revolutions. Remember, Beatty and Raheem have schooled us on this about, and we're going to have a color revolution against us when we win in November. You have to learn, I think, the nomenclature and the process, but there's a color revolution going on in Israel right now, driven by the Biden regime against Netanyahu and his government. And Joel Pollack wrote this incredible piece. And Yoram from Israel is going to join us at 6 to break that all down. Steve Stern now joins us. Steve, tell us about this call. The precinct strategy is, and I was on a John Frakes the other day, Tuesday morning. I couldn't make my Monday. It was Tuesday. And he made the point that, hey, there's some people that have gone to the precinct strategy and gone there for like a year and become that. And it's hard. The establishment doesn't want them. They make it difficult. Look, we've seen so many state parties taken off. The whole reason this is happening in Nebraska, quite frankly, is because a precinct strategy, grassroots takeover, the Nebraska GOP has given Charlie and everybody a foothold to actually make this done. The achievements have been incredible, but I don't want to paint a rose garden for you. It's hard. They're not the establishment. When Dan Schultz and Steve Stern and people that they inspire and motivate show up, they're not high-fiving you. They're not sitting there going, this is terrific. We were waiting for the cavalry to arrive and you arrived. No. And many times it's the exact opposite. But, Steve, you do these weekly calls to inspire people to have networking, sharing information. Walk us through the call today. How do people get on it? Where do they go? All of it.
All right. So this is probably the most important call that we've ever had. We've already got 1,000 people signed up, and we're at war. And I'm going to talk about precinct strategy. We're going to have Dan Schultz on it today. But we're going to have a tremendous, tremendous call today. I'm going to tell you who's going to be on it. But first, I want everybody to get their pencils out, and I'll put it on. Because in order to get on the call, you got to go to sstern1054@gmail.com or AOL.com, either one. And we will send you a link to the call today. I'm going to spend the next 2 hours. I was actually on TV last night at 10 o'clock, and we had 100 people sign up. So we're going to have Christina Norton on from the RNC. You know how you talk about the RNC? Tough job. It's easy now because Christina Norton is working very difficultly hard on letting the people know that she's really in the game. And you go to this site, protectthevote.com. That's protectthevote.com. You can sign up for a poll watcher.
Hang on. I want to say one thing. We're going to have a big meeting of all the different groups working on this. But, Steve, this is a sea change, because now what you're saying is the RNC is actively involved, is going to assist, is going to get information, get volunteers. But there's now becoming a symbiotic relationship where the new management of the RNC now has officials and paid people that are going to now be on these calls and be of assistance. That's a massive sea change. That was the whole point of changing the leadership at the RNC, was to get it's not perfect, but it's starting. And you guys are at the tip of the spear of making this connection work. Are you not?
Yes, it took us 6 years. We called Rhonda McDaniels every month. She never answered a call. Christina Norton's phenomenal. She's on the precinct election security call and on the thing. So she's coming on. She's going to answer questions in the chat. And after she comes on, we're going to have a special guest. You know her very well. I'm not going to mention her name, but you will be able to see her. Then we're going to have Jay Valentine talking about his new software, Fractal System. Dan Schultz is coming on for precinct strategy. Go to www.precinctstrategy.com. You said it's tough to get in. Everything's tough. This is a war. You got to fight your way to get in. Now, I don't blame the Democrats for what's happening. I blame the Republicans because they're stopping our people from coming in. But I got to tell you, I'm the vice chair of the Broward Republican Executive Committee. We welcome everybody. Every day we go out and we ask people to join, and we're getting them to join. Then we're going to have Seth Kessler on. He's going to talk about the 30 most important counties to win this next election. We're going to talk a little bit about the illegal aliens, how we're going to stop them to vote, because this is an important thing. I'm not going to tell you how yet. Now you've got to come on this call to find out one of the most important things that has ever happened. Then we're going to have Marley Hornick on, United Sovereign America. She's going to give you a great thing on what she's doing. Then we're going to have Linda Rance. She's on Cause of America. She's going to tell you how to do hand counts. And, you know, Mike Lindell's on your show all the time. We work very closely with him. We want to thank him for all he's doing for us. Tony Shoup, Audit Pennsylvania, will be on. And then one of my favorites, Linda Sinkowitz, Fight Voter Fraud. She's the only one that's taken people off the voter rolls permanently. She's got arrest warrants in Connecticut for people who have voted not twice, but three times, four times, five times. Yeah, people vote five, six, seven times. You can't believe this. She's got the arrest warrants. The people don't want to... You know, the sheriffs don't want to arrest them in Connecticut, so she's going to the Connecticut Supreme Court. Now, we have to, you know, thank a lot of people for this. And, I want to put this up for the sstern1024@gmail.com, because a lot of people, they don't get enough time to look at this, and then they don't, you know, do it. So we're going to be live also on Stern American Getter. We're going to be on every social media today. We're putting it live everywhere. Yournews.com, multimedia is going to have us. And we have special people that are going to help us. Go ahead, Steve.
We're going to stream it also on all our different platforms. This is very important. And look, I know that there's been tons of resistance by the establishment in people getting there. And some people have been discouraged. That's fine. That's okay. This is a process. And look, we removed – McConnell's removed. McCarthy's removed. The RNC leadership is removed, and you're seeing changes. You are seeing changes. The day the RNC executive is going to be there, I know there's other people around the RNC that are trying to nurture all these different groups that Steve Stern is going to have on. So don't miss us today. Steve, if somebody can't make it during the time, what time are you guys live?
We're live at 3:25. We start at 3:30, but we got so many people coming on, so get on there as early as possible. Yeah. We also got to help General Flynn for helping us, Mike Lindell, Dan Black, Tina Celine, Raj Dirjami, Elena Campo from Mississippi, Dominic Lombardi, the youngest chair to ever win, 20 years old in Connecticut, Jill Howell in Alabama, John Fowler in Pennsylvania. The people are stepping up. Precinct strategy is working. Go to sstern1054@gmail.com to come on today. The most important call that you'll ever come on. I don't want to take up any more time because time is essential on your program. But we want to thank everybody who's helping us, especially the man behind me, the ex-president of the United States and the future president of the United States and the real president of the United States, Donald Trump.
Exactly. Steve, fantastic. Look for it today. It works perfectly, too, because the Committee on the Present Danger starts at 2. I think it's over at 3:15, 3:30, and then you go right into this. So full day today. Grace will have them all up. Steve Stern. Yes, sir.
This is my 70th year in business as the flagshirt.com. I got to tell you that I'm 82. We got to get the younger people to come in. We got to get all the people on your show. We cannot have them watching without getting in there. Forget watching your show if you're not going to get involved, because I can't do it myself. I'm 82 years old. You know, I have tremendous energy, just like you. You're the only one that beats me in time, but we must get involved. So go to sstern1054@gmail.com. Action, action, action. And the president is watching us, too.
Thank you so much, Steve Stern. Everybody today, use your agency. Follow this. You'll be inspired. Incredible live stream today from Steve Stern and the coalition of groups over there around the precinct strategy. And we'll have a summary of that on the 5 o'clock show, and this amazing what they're going to do today on this podcast on the Committee on the Present Danger about she, the transgender Easter, the whole thing, cultural revolution, all of it. You got huge names. Peter Schweitzer is going to be on there. The woman who just wrote the book about Mao's America is going to be incredible. I'll get more on that when we get Captain Fennell and Dr. Thayer up. I want to go to Tiffany Justice. So, Tiffany, huge story in the New York Times today. What the Moms for Liberty are stirring it up in New York City. This thing you had one of your town halls, and it sounds the New York Times ended in a riot. Am I to read that correctly?
God forbid we go into the Democratic stronghold of New York City, right? The unions, Randy Weingarten is freaking out, Steve. So we went on January 18th and we did a town hall in Manhattan. It was about 25 degrees. The Manhattan Borough President, Mark Levine, was down on the street with a bullhorn. Yeah, there were protesters out there, a lot of Democratic socialists and communists with signs, fighting for the revolution. And we were upstairs while they were yelling at a building, and we were having a really important conversation about education in New York City public schools, where only 11% of Black students are reading on grade level. But what Mark said when he was down on the street was, we're not interested in anything that Moms for Liberty has to say or what they're talking about upstairs. So that leads me to believe that the leaders in Manhattan are not very concerned with academic achievement in their schools.
Talk to us about the unions are coming in hard. You had this the other day in Wisconsin. You guys won 75% of your races. Where you're losing, it's a concentration of teacher union money. The teacher unions understand Moms for Liberty, which you don't want it to be this way. But what it's gotten to be is a war between the parents and the teachers union. You've seen this in New York, and you see it particularly, I think it was in Wisconsin, where they put it was $180,000.
Yep. Union bosses in control lead to learning losses. That is a mantra that the American public should say over and over again. So where the union gets heavily involved, academic achievement is falling faster than we can possibly imagine. And you're right. They're putting a ton of money into races. Recently, in one county in Wisconsin, they put over $180,000 into school board races there. And so if we had half of the money that the unions had that we could put in races across the United States, we would be beating the pants off of them.
So talk to us about that. What do you mean? They're coming in and they're specifically backing certain candidates and putting certain money in?
Yeah, we absolutely have the union running scared. We are disrupting the balance of power in public education in America. What your viewers really need to understand is that the public schools are no longer about teaching reading, writing, and math. The unions need the schools. The Biden administration needs the schools. The teachers' unions have become the foot soldiers of the progressive far left, and they do not want parents involved. In fact, they have named parents as the enemy. There was a New Jersey Education Association commercial that they ran during elections that actually said that. And so, you know, for American parents, the idea that somehow we're the enemy of schools and of teachers is absolutely ridiculous. Steve, they tell me what my kids can eat every day of the week, but they won't give me a list of what will be taught in the schools. And so the unions want to shut parents and community members out of these school board races. They do not want people who are going to be critical of the failure that we are seeing happen across the country in control. And they are putting millions and millions of dollars into races across the United States. You know, Moms for Liberty is a C4. We also have a PAC that we want to use to really help to get people elected. And so we're fundraising right now for that PAC. It's incredibly important that conservatives understand that we have to get involved in these races, because what's happening in the schoolhouse is going to affect what happens in the future of America going forward.
How do people get to Moms for Liberty? Because you're taking the fight everywhere now. You're not backing off. You're going to New York City, everywhere. Where do people go to find out more and support you?
Yeah, we're not taking any stars off of the flag. We're going to fight for every state in America. So go to momsforliberty.org and join us. Donate if you can. You need to understand that the left knows how important school board races are. They know how important public education is, and they want to keep control. So if you can help us in any way, go to momsforliberty.org. You can click to start a chapter of Moms for Liberty. You can click to join as a national member and learn more about the work that we're doing. Steve, these are the bravest patriots I know, mom and dad across the country, that are going up against the union.
Tiffany, thank you so much. We'll drive everybody there today. Tiffany Justice. The so-called financial experts thought we were in the clear. They were anticipating around 6 rate cuts by the Fed this year, and then the inflation data came out, higher than expected. Friends, this isn't going away. It can't. The U.S. is $34 trillion plus in the hole, and yet we keep printing money, which pushes the prices you pay every day even higher. So you can either bury your head in the sand or you can do something about it. Diversify a portion of your savings into gold with Birch Gold Group. Gold is your hedge against inflation, and Birch Gold makes it easy to own. They'll help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and you don't pay a penny out of pocket. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. Then talk to a precious metals specialist on how to protect your savings from persistent inflation with gold. Text Bannon, B-A-N-N-O-N, to 989898. Do it today. Action, action, action.
War Room. Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
Okay, Brad, Tiffany Justice, the Moms for Liberty, are now going to the big cities besides just the rural areas and the suburbs. You see in New York City, and this was like the number 3 story in the New York Times today, right?
Good.
I mean, they're outraged that the Moms for Liberty there. Yep. Exactly. So I want you to go back and connect the Steve Stern. This is a two-pronged strategy. The grassroots and the precinct strategy, and you've started the process taking over the Republican Party. Kirk's going to be up here about Nebraska. Right there, that sat for years and years and years because the Republican Party in Nebraska didn't want to deal with it, and the RNC didn't want to deal with it. And you've had a grassroots. They really came on Charlie's show. You've got these great grassroots leaders out there now. I think Senator Ricketts is going to get involved. The governor's obviously already involved. But this is – we're winning, although I understand it's tough. But you're seeing a change in RNC because you forced the change in RNC. The same thing with the Moms for Liberty. The two-part approach is the schools – and at the district level and the town councils and all that, that is this grassroots effort is building every day. And I'm not sitting there telling you it's going to be a rose garden because it ain't. The folks you go up against, and I actually think the school boards and the school administrators may be even tougher than the political establishment. They're not happy to see you. They're not there to embrace you. They're not there to pat you on the head and say, this is great. Why don't you come earlier? And why don't you have why don't you tell us more things that you want to see done? They're not looking for that. Dave Brett.
Yeah, cannot say enough good words about Tiffany Justice and Moms for Liberty. They're really moms for God. They're moms for country. They're moms for your kids. The kids, right, just in brief, are one-third of our economy when it comes to economic growth, and that means of your welfare. And they're just being left behind. I heard Bill Kristol interviewing a Harvard economist that I used to like, and I just... They both just admitted, well, there's nothing we can do about K-12, so let's just do, you know, basic income redistribution. That's the way the left, the moderates, and the Republican establishment rhinos think about it. We're not going to take on a major constituency like the teacher unions. Eric Hanushek is the, you know, the godfather of economic education. He's got a classic chart you're allowed to put up when you're 70 years old and gray because it's just common sense. One line's going straight up to the moon. That's spending on students over the past 50 years. The other four lines are down flat as a pancake at the bottom. Those are kids' test scores. Like Tiffany just said, 90% illiteracy in terms of reading at grade level in the big city schools. And then there's one line that goes up, correlated, not as fast as spending, but right with it. That's the hiring of bureaucrats, not teachers. So Tiffany was spot on. This is a political project to enhance the power of the far left. All political views are my own, but these are just facts. And this is what we're fighting for. They are not taking care of your kids. They do not care about your kids. This is causing massive poverty. And then everybody should also follow, you know, Jonathan Haidt. He's more of a moderate fellow. He was at UVA. Now he's at New York University. But he's talking about the massive mental health crisis in our country for the kids. Because after COVID, no one's looking out for them. Our institutions have totally failed them. That is our future. You know, I hate to say it's the economy because that cheapens it. These are children of God that are just being left behind. And then your guest Batya 2 days ago was just brilliant in terms of the distribution of income and the elites. And, you know, it's like we got to name names. The elites have sold out their country. They've clearly sold out God. God's not even in the picture. Their moral compass is so off. And so the American people are not used to, right? They're Christian nice, right? I'm up from up in Minnesota with all the Christian nice people. But they've been passive for too long. They cannot believe that there's this much evil in the world. And we are under attack right now on all fronts, from the little kids to the churches to the media to our own government is allied against us because of the power of these elitist credentialed classes who are taking it to us.
Hang on for 1 second. I want to talk about this cultural war. Also, let's play Shen Yun, and then I want to talk about the webinar that's going to happen. Then we're bringing in Fennell and Thayer.
More than just beautiful dance. It's a touch of the divine. More than just legends. It's the beautiful culture and wisdom of China before communism. More than just a performance. It's an experience that awakens the soul. See it at least once in your lifetime. Shen Yun, an all-new production every year.
No matter your culture, your civilization, your society, any of it, Marxism even more than communism, Marxism is the enemy of mankind. Right there, they say, our culture before communism. You see this beautiful culture with the dancing and the costumes, all of it. Lao Beijing, their culture, their, you know, a civilization with 10,000 years old, destroyed by the Chinese Communist Party, destroyed by the Chinese Communist Party. And what the infiltrator, you don't think is trying to destroy here and with willing participants that are doing the same time? The seminar this afternoon at 2 o'clock, and Grace and Mo will stream it, but also go to the site. Incredible speakers today. Brandon Showalter, Peter Schweitzer, the woman that wrote the new book, Mao's America. Incredible. Gaffney in the crowd. Gaffney's going to be the moderator. But it talks about, what does it do? It talks about the transgender visibility Sunday. And she, and this is the destruction. One of the things they try to do is destroy your culture to make you not proud of it, to make you ashamed of it. This is part of their strategy. This is one of the things about the illegal alien invasion. Look at that labor participation rate. 25% of the male population, not even in the labor force. And the lack of confidence, the lack of self-esteem, the lack of self-empowerment. Your life just gets destroyed by that. It's all part of the same thing, to destroy the American Republic. And destroy the American Republic by destroying the family, the basic unit, and American citizens in that. The basic unit of American society, the family, the traditional family, and our citizens. This is all inextricably linked. It's the great fight of our times. Let's play, let's bring in Thayer and Captain Fennell. Dr. Thayer, first off, this great piece, we get it up, that you've got up on American greatness. Walk me through the different ways. We're not actually focused on what the problem is when we look at our greatest enemy, the Chinese, their greatest external enemy, the Chinese Communist Party, which is now also part of our internal enemy. Walk me through it.
Yeah, Steve, well, great to join you again today. The argument of the piece is that American foreign policy really has three choices in front of it. It's the continuation of engagement in a modern form under Biden, neo-engagement, which is America's greatest strategic failure. That's the first choice. Or to embrace defeatism, to essentially say we can't do anything, it's too far gone, so this, we're going to turn the world over to the Chinese Communist Party. Or third, the right choice, which is victory. We're going to defeat the communists as we did the Soviets in the Soviet form. We're going to defeat communism both at home and in the People's Republic of China. So engagement, of course, is this cancer that we've had in the wake of the defeat of the Soviet Union. The engagement school really put American foreign policy in a headlock, which was more engagement, investment, shifting manufacturing from Ohio, Indiana, Wisconsin, Illinois to China, to the People's Republic of China. Was going to be the dawn of globalization, of course. Steve, you know the arguments well as the audience. knows them very well. And investment in the People's Republic of China was going to reform.
But hang on. And this is the power of the peace. Hang on. Captain Fennell, what you and Thayer are arguing and what Dr. Thayer just laid out, if I may, you're making the case that this should be equivalent to when President Reagan came and won and Richard V. Allen sits down and you had the Kissinger and Brzezinski rule. And that was all trying. The Soviet Union is more powerful. We got to accommodate. We have to accommodate. We have need rapprochement. You're saying that coupling, and now we have to draw a clear line. It's victory or nothing. That this has to be the equivalent now of this election and this mindset. We have to change the mindset that we need to focus on winning. No more accommodation. No more Wall Street accommodation. No more deals. No more coupling. This has not just massive decoupling, but think militarily and every other aspect. It's either victory or nothing. Is that, and are you making that kind of analogy back to when President Reagan came on the scene?
Yeah, that's exactly the argument that we're making, Steve. We have, for many of us that in this forum, have been warning about the threat of the PRC and Chinese communism for 20 years, some people even 30 years, as we write about in our book. But the reality is, I think people now are well aware that the threat's there. So we can keep, you know, hand-wringing about the threat, but now it's time to say, okay, now we have to man up and we have to say we're going to confront this, we're going to be disciplined, we're going to have, we're going to approach this as if we're in a war with the Chinese Communist Party. And we have to start approaching it from the fact that it's an existential war. They want to destroy us. So it's either them or us, which is what Reagan said about the Soviet Union. And we have to approach the Chinese Communist Party that way and anybody that's associated with them. And unfortunately, this administration now has resumed, as Brad mentioned, neo-engagement. They've returned to engagement. You just saw this week, Biden and Xi had a phone conversation. And what came out of it? Well, the bottom line was, we're going to have more engagement because Blinken and Secretary of Treasury Yellen are going to go back to Beijing. So the only thing that they care about is having more engagement as China continues their aggressive posture. And throughout all this last year and a half of engagement from the Biden administration, what has China done to compromise to say that they want to show that they're trying to get along and try to compromise from the agenda that we think they have? They've done nothing. So we keep engaging and we get nothing back. And so the engagers and the defeatists, that's death. That's not going to work. And so we have to confront them. And part of it, as a career intelligence officer, is we have to be aware that they're going to switch something on us. And what came out in Politico last night and what I'm hearing from other forums is that in America, we're going to start seeing people say that the Xi wants Trump to be elected. That's the next big lie. And they're going to start saying that it's the Chinese that are supporting Trump.
Hang on for 1 second. Short commercial break. Captain Fennell, Dr. Thayer, the CCP next in the war room.
True or false? Using your tax refund to pay off credit card debt is a smart thing. Actually, that's false. DoneWithDebt.com published a brilliant strategy designed to let you keep your hard-earned tax refund and reduce or eliminate credit card debt. Most Americans owe thousands in credit card debt. In fact, Daily Mail's got a story that 56 million Americans carry credit card debt, and that debt will take years to pay off, if you pay it off at all. Done with Debt found that filing bankruptcy is usually not the answer, and taking out loans to pay off credit cards usually increases the debt. When you engage Done with Debt, their legal experts and skilled negotiators take on the credit card companies for you. Their winning strategies are designed with one goal: solve your debt situation quickly and permanently. First things first, chat with a Done with Debt strategist and explore your solutions. Some debt fighting strategies are time sensitive, so you'll need to move quickly. For a free consultation, visit donewithdebt.com. That's donewithdebt.com. Do it today. Take action.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bann.
I'm going to get back in a minute to this thing about she wants Trump, but I want to lead into it with the following. Dr. Thayer, and then I'll go to Captain Fennell. The one fundamental difference of when Reagan made that strategic, you know, we win, they lose, is that Russia's never really been that important as a component piece of the economic relationships we have with the world. It's essentially been irrelevant. It was irrelevant then. the elites, particular, inextricably linked, and their money making capabilities have been inextricably linked. The conditioned precedent to actually counter the unrestricted warfare they've had against us in the cultural aspects, and go see this webinar today, the cultural infiltration they have in the United States, from Hollywood to the universities everywhere, to Capitol Hill, to the imperial capital, is coupling, is money. So walk me through, until we can't really go to fight the war against unrestricted warfare of information war, political war, and particularly economic war, until we have to decouple. How are we going to do that when the 1% elites in this country have made more money in having America kowtow in a mercantilist system? We've been the lower economic power. They've been the rising economic power because of this, our capital, our technology, our jobs. So walk me through, Dr. Thayer, how are we going to do that?
Right, Steve, that's a great point. We now face, if you will, a two-front Cold War, whereas, of course, against the Soviets, it was just a one front. So today we have to face the Chinese Communist Party in the People's Republic of China, but then also our own elites, right? That's the second front in this Cold War. As you said, during the Cold War with the Soviet Union, Soviets were out of our economy. We traded with them with grain and Pepsi Cola, and a communist like Arm & Hammer and Occidental Petroleum dealt with them. But the ties were so modest, and they were seen as the enemy and un-American, absolutely through and through. Now, as you note, with engagement and the latest iteration, neo-engagement, our elite are intertwined, which is why you see the disgusting display in November in the Bay Area, and then March 27th again in Beijing, where you had American business elites meet with Xi Jinping and praise him and work with him to get him out of his economic straits, the dire condition he's in. So we face a two-front Cold War, right? We've got to deal with many of our own elites, and then we also have to deal with the foreign enemy, the Chinese Communist Party. So this Cold War is worse. It's far harder.
Yeah. So Captain Fennell, to go back to the point you were making before the break, to decouple, they don't want to decouple, and now they're going to run, and you know this as an intelligence officer, a misinformation campaign that they want Trump. She really wants Trump, the guy that put the tariffs on, the guy that backed him off, the guy that knows we have the defense of Taiwan and the chip facilities. They want it because the elites don't want to decouple. They see, and Trump's talking about decoupling. They don't want to decouple because if we decouple, it takes a major driving engine of their wealth and control of power, sir.
Yeah, that's right. This is a disinformation campaign, and it's just starting now with other former engagers, very senior people, former ambassadors from the United States to Beijing, talking about that Xi wants Trump to win, which is absurd based on everything that we know, every piece of evidence that we have, everything the Chinese have said, how they reacted to the tariffs, the fact that the Trump administration broke with 45 years of engagement school from both Democrat and Republican administrations prior to it. They stood out as the one shining example that said, we're not going to just follow along and engage. You asked, how can we do this? So there's two answers, and it's the people in this forum. One, stop buying things from China. Pick it up, look at it. If it's made in China, put it back down and don't buy it. Secondly, go look on your line online at your 401ks and your IRAs, and if you're investing in China, call your broker and get your money out. That's the only way we're going to start forcing these companies to decouple and join with the president to drive this. We want victory. No more engagement, no more defeatism.
Okay, I want to play, if Denver can boot up, I want to play Admiral Stavridis on Morning Joe this morning about NATO's 75th birthday, and I'll bring back in Dr. Thayer and Captain Fennell.
Think of NATO like a computer program. NATO 1.0 was the Cold War NATO of the U.S. versus the Soviet Union. We needed those NATO allies to stand toe-to-toe with the Soviet Union. NATO 2.0 emerges after the 9/11 attacks. The United States was attacked. And all of our NATO allies, every nation, came with us to Afghanistan to avenge that. And NATO 3.0 is what we see today, brought on by Vladimir Putin, now strengthened by the addition of Sweden and Finland to the north. Together, these 32 nations are well over half of the world's gross domestic product. They have 3 million troops under arms, almost all volunteers, 15,000 combat aircraft. It's an extraordinary alliance. It's standing up to Vladimir Putin. And we watched a few moments ago, and I think we were all moved by Martin Luther King's speech. It was extraordinary. Mm. There's another extraordinary speech in the middle of all this. It's Ronald Reagan. Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. What gave Reagan the strength to make that speech?
The strength to make that speech is everything in that speech, everything in that talk is either factually incorrect or a bald-faced lie. Okay? 3 million men are, they can't field 2 combat divisions. But more importantly, the reason you got, and I know you're a Pacific Fleet sailor, Captain Fennell. Is this a misdirection play? Look, NATO's a protectorate. What President Trump said there is that become an alliance, really get to the 2% of GDP, but in addition, you got to reform your armed forces. It got to be less about climate change and more about combat capabilities. I'll get into this later on Stavridis. But is this obsession with our elites on Russia and this thing on the KGB and Putin, who is the junior partner, and quite frankly, we forced into the arms of Xi. There was no reason at all for this to happen. They're both criminal elements, but there's no reason in the world I was there to see that we had to force Russia into the arms. Is this one of the biggest problems we've got now, that we have a strategic alliance essentially building between the KGB, Captain Fennell, and the murderous dictatorship of the criminal element of the CCP in Beijing?
Well, this is the dilemma that Admiral Stavridis and others on his side have, which is they want to paint this picture that Russia is the only threat that we face, but they won't acknowledge the fact that the Chinese and the Russians are now linked closer than they've ever been. They're doing joint military operations together. They're working together. They're sharing technology. They're exporting weapons. You have Houthi rebels using Chinese-derived technology on anti-ship ballistic missiles in the Red Sea. In coordination with the Russians, are doing combined naval exercises in the Gulf of Oman and other places. So it's very clear that they've been pushed together, they're working together, and it's distracting us from, a part of this distracts us from facing the reality that the real existential threat is the Chinese Communist Party and the military power and economic might that China has been building and wanting to use to destroy the United States of America. So we have to wake up to that, and we can't be distracted. In our book, we talk about being distracted for the last 35 years in the Middle East for wars that really didn't existentially threaten the United States of America. We need to get back to what we had in the Reagan administration, which is, and Clausewitz talked about it, the center of gravity. The center of gravity is the Chinese Communist Party and their strategy to defeat us.
Keep the main thing. A wise man once told me, keep the main thing, the main thing. That was Captain Fennell. Dr. Thayer, this book, Embracing, and this is why people have to read it. This is kind of a predicate for your thinking, because we're in the same dilemma now. The elites in this country, the foreign policy elites, the national security elites, the smartest guys in the room to think this audience is a bunch of rubes, the people actually serve in the trenches, and more importantly, our cultural and our business elites openly embraced the most murderous dictatorship in the history of mankind, and I include Hitler in that. The Beijing is the most murderous dictatorship in the history of the earth. Dr. Thayer, where do people get the book? How do they get more of your writings on this?
Well, Steve, thanks for having us on to address it, and thank you so much for writing the foreword to it. They can get it wherever they buy books, Amazon or elsewhere, of course, and I'm at Bradley Thayer on Getter and Bradley Thayer at Truth and Brad Thayer at X. And thanks very much for calling attention to this. This engagement is a cancer, and we've got to cut it out. And that has to be done now. We need to recognize victory is absolutely possible. The CCP is weak. and we can employ our efforts to get rid of the CCP, and that's going to solve a lot of the problems we have in international politics. There's no doubt about that.
If you read the book and you listen to Fennell and Thayer, we can do this without firing a shot, just like Reagan did it. There were shots fired during those times, I understand, but if we don't do this, if we don't decouple, if we don't bring them to their knees by cutting off capital and technology, there's going to be a shooting war. And guess what, folks? We are risking a carrier battle group of 10 to 12,000 sailors in the bottom of the South China Sea or the Straits of Taiwan. Mark my words. Captain Fennell, your closing thoughts and observations.
That's right, Steve. We do not want to have a shooting war with China. So that means we have to do something different than we did in the last 10 years with Russia. We didn't do anything to deter Putin. No, when I said what I said, that's not an advocation of Putin. What I'm saying is that we need to think ahead and we need to avoid the same mistakes. How many more videos do we have to see of dead people in the Ukraine or dead people in Gaza or Israel to recognize that our national security establishment, the people that you put on your show, the lead on all your shows every day, those people, those experts have miserably failed, and we need to get them out and we need to get in new people that are realists and know how to win and can follow proven paths to win like we did during the Reagan years.
Bradley Thayer, once again, I know Captain Fennell doesn't use social media. Social media, where they get your writings, where they get the book, one more time.
Anywhere you buy books, you can buy the book, and Bradley Thayer at Getter and at Truth, and Brad Thayer on X. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you. Captain Fennell, you're a patriot and a hero. Bradley Thayer, you are a patriot and a hero. Keep fighting, guys.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Steve.
Birch, it's one of the reasons gold's over 2,300. That's the macro. You need to understand the details. Go to birchgold.com/banner right now and get access to all of it. You can immerse yourself on the site. You can sign up for the newsletter. You can do all that. You can get to speak to Philip Patrick and the team. Birchgold.com/Bannon. You understand now the massive geopolitical and capital market forces driving this. Dr. Brett, I know you got to bounce. Closing thoughts?
Yeah, just applaud those guys. Just want to leave everybody with Dante and Don Giovanni. For those who sell out their country, the elites of this country, you were born and raised with a Judeo-Christian West in your souls. You know it exists. At the end of his life, Don Giovanni, we think we can repent at the last minute. Don Giovanni couldn't do it. He hardened himself to the point where he couldn't repent. I urge everyone listening, the elites in this country, examine your souls. Please return again to God, return to your country, return to your neighbors. And come to folks can check me out on my charts I just posted this morning, Bratt Economics on Getter, and then Liberty University.
Dave Bratt like an Old Testament prophet. Repent.
Got it.
Like John the Baptist. Repent.
You got it.
Bratt, you're the best. You're the best. Short break.
Criminals have access to more advanced tools than ever, and now they're using them to steal our most valuable asset. That would be your home. In Miami, an elderly woman didn't find out an empty plot of land she owned was stolen until she went to pay taxes. A stranger had already paid them, and property records showed she had sold the land. They had forged her signature and registered a fake deed. How scary is that? That's why you need to get Home Title Lock today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and immerse yourself in this information. Think that it can't happen to you? Well, you are wrong. When's the last time you checked your home's title? All a thief has to do is forge your signature, refile as the new owner. And once your home is not in your name, it can get really ugly, and it can get really ugly fast. They can take out equity loans or even sell your house to an unsuspecting buyer who shows up at your door one day and says, "Hey, this baby is mine." Don't think your home insurance policy will protect you. It won't. Check your home today for free. When you get to HomeTitleLock.com and use promo code Bannon at signup, that's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon at signup. You'll get a free scan of your home's title plus 30 days of protection totally free. That is 30 days of protection totally free. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Bannon. Do not let these thieves steal your home in broad daylight.
Here's your host, Stephen K. Bannon.
With everything we just had about the Chinese Communist Party, make sure Jace Medical, Dr. Sean and the team built a company around making sure that the supply chains can't be cut off and affect your health. But go find out about that, jacemedical.com. Remember the fiasco we had in the beginning days of the pandemic where they took Rosemary Gibson's book, her idea, and turned it into a business. jacemedical.com. And of course, with all the cyber attacks we've had, it's become even more relevant. But you got to make sure that you can get your medicines and you can get them by going to your medicine cabinet. jacemedical.com. Go immerse yourself today. Miles Grimmert joins me, the CEO of Field of Greens. Tell me, first off, what is a superfood and why should people care?
Great to be back, Steve. A superfood is very simply, it's just a fruit, vegetable, any type of food that is extremely nutrient dense compared to other ones. It can be used sometimes often as like a marketing term. So like blueberries, for example, they call it a superfood, but and it can be a superfood. We call it one because but ours comes from a specific location on Earth that makes it technically a superfood. Ours come from Alaska. So there's an area in Alaska where it actually makes them so nutrient dense that it is superfood. But the Field of Greens, along with the blueberries and many other ingredients in there, are superfoods, and they're chosen for specific reasons. They come from Alaska for a specific reason with the blueberry, for example. The wheatgrass is in there for specific health reasons to your body as well and everything else.
Why is it why is it so important? You differentiate your superfood. There's other ones out there, but you differentiate. We're organic. We have a different process and we take more time.
Right.
Why is it so important to be organic?
It's not just the organic factor, which is definitely great because you never know what's going to be added in, especially with. So the main thing that sets us apart, if you look at the label on there, it actually says nutrient facts. It's nutrition facts, not supplement facts. So our competitors out there, they're going to go through an extraction process. And in that process, it can come from anywhere. The fruits and vegetables, it's just they're extracted out and then put in there. Ours, the fruits and vegetables is actually just desiccated, which means just you freeze dry it, you smash it up into a powder and you put it inside there. So you're actually getting a fruit that is organically grown or a vegetable that is organically grown. The moisture is taken out and turned into a powder. So it's that when you're actually just having the whole fruit or vegetable, you want it to be as organic as possible. You don't need the pesticides and the steroids that are often put into the food these days.
Okay, you've got another competitor that advertises like crazy on TV. Carpet bombs this. Why should people we got about a minute. Give me the reason why people should use Field of Greens and not just go to the easy competitor that's on cable TV nonstop.
Well, the number one thing is ours is real food. So if you're taking Field of Greens, you're taking real food. You're not taking an extraction. And number two is there's a big scoop in there. And, you know, we have a bunch of different flavors for people that like different types of tastes. If you don't like just the normal, but a big scoop, the reason for that is because you can't get the amount of servings of fruits and vegetables into a little capsule. You would need to take 12 of them. I think our last math was on our scoop versus their capsules. So there's real food. And you're getting a full serving of fruits. You're getting a full serving of vegetables. You're not just taking a little capsule, a little washed down dose of extract.
So where do people go to get our audience loves immersing themselves in information before they pull the trigger on a purchase? Where do they go to find out everything about Field of Greens?
Yeah, you go to fieldofgreens.com. Please use promo code Bannon. As you can see right there in that image, we got a bunch of different flavors now. We're working on more starting in July, beginning of August. You'll find us in gas stations, stores nationwide for ready-to-drink cans. We're very excited.
Miles, you're an amazing CEO. The company's great. We love the product. Our audience loves it. Look forward to having you back, brother.
And thank you to your audience, too. We can't do it without you.
No, we love you guys. And it's because it's an amazing product. We try to make sure people get access to the best. You guys are fantastic. And people know once you start taking this, you're going to feel the impact immediately. Field of Greens, check it out. Don't fall for the advertisement of the bigger better funded competitor because it's not real. This is real. Miles Grimmert, the CEO, the guy's doing an amazing job over there. Another guy doing amazing. By the way, Charlie Kirk, he was doing Benny Johnson. They want to get on Benny Johnson, get this word out. Charlie Kirk's going to follow us at noon. Everybody stay tuned to Real America's Voice because Charlie Kirk's got the word on this situation in Nebraska. Mike Lindell, you're on fire also, but they're trying to every day I pick up more stories about they're putting you out of business, your voter fraud thing's failing because you're going out of business. What's the truth? And then give me the deals.
The truth is it's a great day here at MyPillow, and we are stronger and better than ever because of the War Room Posse. Today, Steve, I'm looking. All of our colors came in for our kitchen towels today. We just arrived. There's 9 new colors. You get the 4-pack here. And remember, these are antiviral, antibacterial, antimicrobial. I designed them so they actually absorb when you do your dishes like our bath towels do. $25 for the War Room Posse. $25 a set. And if you go to the website, use the promo code War Room, you get all of the $25 extravaganza from the bath towels. You got there's the bathrobes. This will probably be the last day. Get those bathrobes. That's exclusive for the War Room Posse. $39. The sheets are on sale, but there's the 6-piece towel sets, $25. You guys have all went after our premiums. We've sold over 84 million MyPillow premiums now. You get them for $25, whether they're king or queens, lowest price in history. The sandals are in. They're made out of soybeans, impact gel, $25 for the War Room Posse. There's those 2-for-1, 2 pillows for the price, or 2 pillows for $25 for the roll and go. Dog beds, don't forget your dogs, $25. Beach towels, I just did the commercial, $25. This is a $25 extravaganza like no other. The couch and recliner pillows that actually have MyPillow's patented fill, $25. We're putting no limit on this stuff, right? For right now, for the War Room Posse. And you can also go to mystore.com. We added a whole bunch of new items there, like our made in the USA socks. This entrepreneur, just an amazing story. But you can call 800-873-1062, MyStore or MyPillow. War Room Posse, it's a great day here at MyPillow. All my employees, we're having a celebration day. It's like we're coming out the other side stronger than ever. Wow. And it's been because of you guys with your great support. Steve, I can't thank your show enough.
See you back this afternoon. Audience loves you, loves the employees. 800-873-1062 is the number. Tell those employees we got their back. IRS not going to be able to shut them down. Charlie Kirk is next. Stick around for updates on Nebraska. POSO at 2. We're back here at 5 in the War Room. Real America Voice. We'll see you then.
I want to warn you of a huge change that could be coming to our money and our bank accounts. First, think back to 9/11, shortly after the government pushed through the Patriot Act. This gave the government power to spy on innocent Americans by monitoring our phone and email and tracking our movement across the internet. Now, Jim Rickards, editor of the independent financial newsletter Strategic Intelligence and New York Times bestselling author, is warning about a coming event that could elevate this governmental surveillance to a terrifying new level. In fact, some of the guests I've had on the War Room believe that the government will soon expand their powers to track our every move. If we say the wrong things on social media, donate to the wrong causes, buy firearms, or even vote MAGA, the government may be able to shut us out of our bank accounts. I can't say for sure if this will happen, but it's an interesting and dire warning. Fortunately, Jim Rickards, an American patriot and friend of mine, has made it his mission to educate us on what he believes is coming and how to protect yourself from the possibility of programmable money. Watch Jim's warning video now before it's censored like I've been in the past. Go to rickardswarroom.com. That's rickardswarroom.com now to see the video.
War Room at checkout to save 67%. Do it again. War Room Health, all one word, warroomhealth.com. Go there today. If you're going to be part of the posse, you need a strong heart. You need a lion's heart. How we're going to do that is with Salty. Go there. Do it today. Check it out.